Back to Psalm 15. Trust you have your Bible with you there. We've been finding David's answer to the great question in verse 1. O Lord, who may abide in your tent? Who may dwell in your holy hill? Verse 2, we saw the first requirement for worshipers, godly character. And now the final phrase in verse 2, the second requirement, second prerequisite, godly speech. Verse 2 says, and he speaks truth in his heart. Verse 3 continues, he does not slander with his tongue. Look at that first phrase there. He speaks truth in his heart. In other words, he hates hypocrisy and dishonesty. He's no spin doctor. No, he speaks authentically from the heart. He's not double-tongued or speaking out of both sides of his mouth. No hidden agenda, no half-truths here. Most of all, in his worship to God, he speaks from the heart, not just honoring God with his lips. And then verse 3 there, that second phrase, in terms of his godly speech as well, he doesn't slander with his tongue, won't attack others maliciously with his mouth, won't spread damaging gossip, won't propagate reports that are untrue, unverified, hates rumors, stamps them out at the first appearance because he knows the sparks can light a raging fire so quickly. Proverbs 10, verse 18, the one who conceals hatred has lying lips, and whoever utters slander is a fool. Do you know you're never more like the devil than when you slander? For his name, Diabolus, means slanderer, the one who verbally attacks others. Listen to the Puritan Matthew Poole. Pity your brethren. Let it suffice that godly ministers and Christians are loaded with reproaches by wicked men. There is no need that you should combine with them in this diabolical work. What's the mark of a true worshiper? One, godly character. Two, godly speech. Three, loving relationships. Loving relationships. Keep reading in verse 3. Nor does evil to his neighbor. Means you don't wrong others. You don't cause them unnecessary pain or harm. You treat them the way that you would want to be treated. You're a good Samaritan who knows what it means to be a neighbor to those around you in need. Keep reading, verse 3. Nor takes up a reproach against his friend. As the NIV puts it, he casts no slur on his fellow man. You don't discredit others falsely when you speak about them. You don't personally attack or humiliate or sarcastically taunt or belittle others. No, you're known to praise others behind their backs and to their face. Talk about this today at your tables. Are you approachable? Those who know you best, would they say you're friendly? You're more inviting than intimidating. Are you known to be nice and warm? Not mean and harsh. Isaac Watts, who shall inhabit in thy hill, O God of holiness? Whom will the Lord admit to dwell so near his throne of grace? The man that walks in pious ways and works with righteous hands, that trusts his maker's promises and follows his commands. Amen. See you tomorrow.